I came home that evening and we had potatoes and brown gravy, which I love very much, but every time I eat it, just set me on fire. We came home and I ate potatoes and brown gravy that evening. I didn't find any bad results. The results was that I lived on this sour milk at noon for my noon lunch. Sour milk plus dates for, oh, I expect 8 or 10 years. And Mr. came in one day, and here Bittenbrock Dairy had Holstein cattle. There was, oh, I expect 60 or 70 bottles of milk sitting there on the shipping floor, you know. And this Mr. Senior come in, and he looked at that and said, "Perry, where did all that milk come from?" And I says, "That come from Bittenbrock's Dairy." He says, "Well," he says, "I guess Doc told you how to use that." I said, "Yes." But he went to him too. Mr. Senior went to Dr. Rhodes, and when he found out I was going over there, yeah, he knew that I wasn't feeling very good. He said, "He'll straighten out," and he sure did, though. He was a very bright man. In fact, some of your professors from Indiana State back in those days that used to be working for their doctorate's degree, say in Greek or Latin, and they were writing a thesis, they would take it over to old Dr. to correct before they turned it in. Mm-hmm. Very brilliant man. Mm-hmm. Bible and Bible history. I wish I knew it like he did. Well, he was always lecturing at one of the churches, giving maybe a series of lectures on the life of Christ or the life of Paul or one of the apostles or some character in the Bible. And like Centenary ME over there, you know, right across from the college, they had him, and they had him at that time, one time when I was going up there. He gave a series of 15 lectures on the life of Paul.
He had to have a good deal of material.
And he was a good talker, too. Very fine.
That's remarkable.
I gave some of the professors away in here.
Now, we were speaking about curdled milk. What was the name for homemade cheese? Cheese made at home?
Cottage cheese, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is shifting just a little bit, but still a general area. A sweet liquid served with pudding.
A sweet liquid served with pudding. A dip. Mm-hmm. Would it be dip?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other, any other word for it?
Not that I know of. Uh-huh. There are two kinds. There's the liquid dip, and then there is the solid. I can't tell you just exactly how to make the solid, but anyway, you just take it out of a spoon and put it on pudding.
Yes, I see.
It isn't real solid, understand. It's more like, oh, a jelly or something like that.
Wow. Well, now, how does it differ from, say, a sauce? Did you use?
It's a sauce. Dip is a sauce.
Uh-huh.
The dip is made with usually started with a cup of water and brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put so much cornstarch in it for your thickening. That's your liquid dip. And then so much vinegar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good on puddings, especially English plum pudding at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Very good at that on that. There's a number of things. It's good on just ordinary cake. Instead of icing, use it on cake.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, speaking of eating, what word have you used over the years for food that you've eaten between regular meals?